past. I had no hope for tomorrow. Felt so much pressure, yes, I thought I would crack. But now there's no looking back. I'm moving forward, I know I got my armor now. No fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt. Gonna shoot me down, 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 down. My soul is untouchable because you've already won me. My victory is not in this flesh and bone. It's in the cross and I know nobody's taking it from me. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, can't shoot me down, yeah. I got my armor now, no fear, no doubt, gonna shoot me down, 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 down.
Come out! Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Good morning. Praise God. I want you to think about this. Just think about it for a second. I guess it's about 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 6 minutes. Think about it.
I'm
You made it over into 2022. You made it over. You made it over. Now, the beautiful thing is, it's not going to make any difference if it doesn't make a difference in your own life. I say it's not going to make a difference if it doesn't make a difference in your own life. The reason I love music, it expresses so much. What you trying to say, Sister Erica? I'm trying to say it's not going to make a difference if you haven't and don't accept and realize the fact that something has changed. And if it hasn't changed, it's going to have to change. In your own life, in your own mind, in your own mannerisms.
Oh, change.
It doesn't make any sense to go into this new year, which we're in it already, and not have some kind of idea, plan of some sort. I'm sure that some of you had an opportunity to watch what's happening over there in Cleveland, Tennessee, what happened. And the interesting thing is I remember looking at those ministers. Karen Wheaton used everybody, every resource from her own ministry. Everybody, including Eddie James, all of those people came through the ramp. I remember when Chosen was just a group of rebellious, being delivered young people. But 20 plus years, look at the fruit. This woman could put on a concert and utilize the resources that came through the building in our own ministry. That is an accomplishment. The difference being is that when they first came to dance, and that's what Chosen started out as, a dance group, they stayed. They didn't try to overthrow her, but they followed the word of God that was being instilled in them. And look how they came out today. Now, I'm sure some didn't, but nobody's looking at the ones that didn't make it. They're looking at the fruit. Perry Stone been putting on those youth before he turned everything over to the ramp. He had been putting on those youth conferences for well over 18, 19 years when it was just Woods back there. Brothers and sisters, that's a legacy. That's what a legacy looks like. You, your work being carried on into generations forward. That's why God calls people into ministry. And the beautiful thing is that he didn't forget some of y'all old people like me. He fixed it so you would not have to die before your time with your mission incomplete. I mean, that's saying something right there. That's saying something to the goodness of God. Brothers and sisters, you still living. You still got an opportunity. You made it through. You made it through the hell, you made it through what gave the appearance of a good time, but now you're about to have a really good time. You made it through. Whatever it took, whatever it is that you had to make it through, you made it through. Now it's time to make your mark. Now it is time. It's time. You made it through. It's not just 2022. You made it through from your birthday all the way up to December 31, 2021 into 2022. You made it through.
That's the Lord, I'm a father, but short as hell.
Going to do this morning. If you want a copy of this, I have hard copies. I'm gonna try to. If you want a copy of this, you can get it tomorrow from Jessica. Because what I did is I just went through my parallel Bible, and just thinking and. I think I did it while they were on a break. And I just let the Lord lead me through some scriptures. So I want to speak the blessing or a blessing of the word of God over you for 2022. Basically, you know, I was kind of doing it for myself. I don't make New Year's resolutions because when I was young, I never could keep them. So I thought, I'm just not going to waste that kind of time anymore. Call myself doing that. So I don't do, let me see if I got this right. Nope. Oh, boy. Well, I do have two. Or maybe it's the last one. Let's see something here. It is the last one. I printed out as I'm going along because sometimes I lose stuff. You know, like, I don't like to use that automatic saving mechanism because a lot of times it goes to the cloud. It goes to the cloud. So, Brother Joe, if you want one of these, and if Jose, if you want one, I have two right now. I'm going to read these scriptures. If you don't, I'm going to just lay them right here. Oh, yeah, you could take it because you could post them. Brother Joe, my key scripture is Joshua 24:24. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to allow these scriptures, your word, to penetrate and be food for the souls, hearers, and the listeners this morning. So I can make this into a PDF and I could shoot you a copy if anybody wants one. But I won't do it till tomorrow. Well, Monday. I don't know. Let's see what the Lord says. You know, Joshua 24:24. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve, and his voice will we obey. I hope that you would allow that to penetrate your heart and kind of like let that be a part of your 2022 plan. The Lord my God, I will serve. His voice I will obey. You see, I had to take that and turn it around for myself. So in the name of Jesus, I kind of took some of this word and made it personal. The Lord my God, I will serve. His voice, I will obey. In the name of Jesus. The mercy and loving kindness of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting upon me and all who reverently and worshipfully fear him. To such as keep his covenant, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it, and to those who earnestly remember his commandments, to do them, imprinting them on their hearts. That'd be Psalm 103, 17 and 18. I am blessed, happy, fortunate to be envied because I fear, revere, and worship the Lord. I delight greatly in his commandments. Psalms 112, 1. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I bless your people this morning with these same scriptures. I turned them around. And made covenant with you to walk in them in 2022. In the name of Jesus, I will keep God's law continually forever and ever, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying it, and I will walk at liberty and at ease. For I have sought and inquired for and desperately required his precepts. Psalm 119, 44 and 45. In the name of Jesus, if I am willing and obedient, I will eat the good of the land. But if I refuse and rebel, I will be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Isaiah 1, 19 and 20. Blessed, happy, and to be envied am I, because I hear the word of God and obey and practice it. Luke 11, 28. In the name of Jesus, as an employee of Jesus, I am obedient to my boss, and I have respect for him. I am eager to please God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, in singleness of motive and with all my heart, in service to my Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians 6 and 5. In the name of Jesus, I submit to God. I resist the devil, and he flees from me. I draw near to God, and he draws near to me. James 4, 7 and 8. As an employee, I am submissive to my employer. I show him or her respect, not only when they are good and kind to me, but at all times, for God approves of me when I do so. 1 Peter 2:18-19. In the name of Jesus, I receive from God whatever I ask, because I watchfully obey his orders, observe his suggestions and injunctions, follow his plan for me, and habitually practice what is pleasing to him. 1 John 3:22. In the name of Jesus, because I really love the Lord, I will keep obey his commands to the best of my ability. In the name of Jesus, the Lord causes my enemies who rise up against me to be defeated before my face. They shall come out against me one way and flee before me seven ways. Deuteronomy 28:7. In the name of Jesus, the Lord contends with those who contend with me. He fights against those who fight against me. I take hold of the shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I draw out also the spear and javelin and close up the way of those who pursue and persecute me. The Lord is my deliverance. Psalm 35:1-3. In the name of Jesus, I discern in my bodily members, in the sensitive appetites and wills of the flesh, a different law, rule of action, at war against the law of my mind, my reason, and making me a prisoner to the law of sin that dwells in my bodily organs, in the sensitive appetites and wills of the flesh. Who will release and deliver me from the shackles of this body of death? Oh, thank God, he will, through Jesus Christ, the anointed one, my Lord and my Savior. Romans 7:23-25. In the name of Jesus, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who loves me. Romans 8:37. In the name of Jesus, though I walk in the flesh, I am not carrying on my warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of my warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of evil strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. In the name of Jesus, I will put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavily armed soldier, which God supplies, that I may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. In the name of Jesus, that was Ephesians 6:11. In the name of Jesus, I will fight on for God, holding tightly, excuse me, to the eternal life which God has given me and which I have confessed with such a ringing confession before many witnesses. 1 Timothy 6:12. In the name of Jesus, I abstain from the sensual urges, the evil desires, the passions of the flesh, my lower nature, that war against my soul. I must conduct myself properly, honorably, righteously. 1 Peter 2:11-12. In the name of Jesus, I will be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, vigilant, and cautious at all times. For that enemy of God has become an enemy of man, the devil. Roams around like a lion roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. 1 Timothy 5 and 8. In the name of Jesus, I will commit my way to the Lord, roll and repose each care of my load on him. I will trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. Psalm 37 and 5. In the name of Jesus, it is useless to be in turmoil, heaping up riches, not knowing who will gather them. Psalm 39 and 6. In the name of Jesus, it is vain for me to rise up early, to take rest late, to eat the bread of anxious toil, for he gives blessings to his beloved in sleep. Psalm 127, 2. In the name of Jesus, he gives power to the faint and weary, and to him who has no might, he increases strength, causing it to multiply and making it to abound. Isaiah 40, 29. In the name of Jesus, I will stop being perpetually uneasy, anxious and worried about my life, what I shall eat or what I shall drink, or about my body, what I shall put on. Is not life greater in quality than food, and the body far above and more excellent than clothing? I will not worry and be anxious, but I will seek, aim at, and strive after, first of all, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given to me besides. Matthew 6, 25, 31, and 33. In the name of Jesus, I will guard against the cares and anxieties of the world, and distractions of the age, and the pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches, and the craving and passionate desire for other things that creep in and choke and suffocate the word, causing it to become fruitless. Mark 4:19. In the name of Jesus, consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither wearily toil nor spin nor weave. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory, his splendor and magnificence, was not arrayed like one of these. Luke 12:27. In the name of Jesus, I will take heed and be on guard, lest my heart be overburdened and depressed, weighed down with the giddiness and headache and nausea of self-indulgence, drunkenness, and worldly worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life, and lest that day come upon me suddenly like a trap or a noose. Luke 21:34. In the name of Jesus, it is God's desire that I be free from all anxiety and distressing care. 1 Corinthians 7:32. In the name of Jesus, I cannot do everything, so I choose those things which are vital and excellent and of real value. I have wisdom, and I am able to distinguish by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, the highest and the best things for me to do. Philippians 1 and 10. In the name of Jesus, I will not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make my wants known to God. Philippians 4 and 6. In the name of Jesus, I do my best to fill my mind and meditate on those things that are true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. I put into practice what I've learned, what I've heard, seen, and realized. As I do that, God, who makes everything work together, will work me into his most excellent harmony. Philippians 4, 8, and 9, the message. I got that from the Message Bible. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, fill their souls with this word. Let this word multiply. Lord God, I thank you this morning. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you what we made it through. I thank you, God, for your goodness. I thank you that it has all been by the power of your love for us. Now, Father God, let us go on and complete, according to your perfection, the good works, the good ideas, and the good things that you have for us to accomplish. Because you are so good. Amen.
Of what he's done, and I can't keep it to myself. He took the shackles off my feet, and now I've got the victory, victory in my heart, victory, oh my God, victory. What he's done, I can't keep it to myself. He's been that good. He took the shackles off my feet, yeah. And now I've got the victory, victory in my household, victory on my job, victory.
Jesus! Oh!
of your greatness, because of your goodness, because of your love. I gotta praise you. I gotta thank you.
Jessica, I just sent you, I'm sending it right now. I want to know, come over to the, go over to the blog talk real quick and I want you to read what's on those two texts I just sent you. Somebody had asked me about this too. Are you, yeah, I see you. Jessica, did you receive those two pictures I just sent you?
Praise the Lord. Yes, I did.
Can you read this to the TED line? And do you see the note that came behind it? The note I sent you that came with this.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you read that, please?
You want me to... Yes.
Read the note.
It says,
then tell them what it is.
It says, I am so sorry. It took so long to get this to you. I have stepped down, but we will get you... Plate.
Mm-hmm. It should be your plate.
Oh, wow. Your plate, pleat on the wall, placed on the wall, and email you with the location. Love, Kelly.
Tell them what
wow.
It is.
Wow. Babies. Oh, Lord. May 2020. Originally displayed in the National Memorial for the Unborn in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Oh, Jesus. Wow.
It just came yesterday.
Oh, and it's beautiful. Wow. Jesus.
You see.
Thank you, Lord.
Brothers and sisters, when I do what God tells me to do, I have no control over how it's going to turn out. If you all recall, this lady's son already had some kind of sickness. And then he caught COVID. So she
and
was.
And I'm going to add in there that it's handwritten and she put hearts. It's handwritten. It's a handwritten note with hearts.
Mm-hmm. So a plaque. Remember when you all, I'm trying to remember how it went. Oh, you, those headliners that had abortions. We broke all that, and I went to these people here, and I told them I wanted to forgiveness, and I wanted to put the names of all the babies that had been aborted through Tedline Ministries. And so we came up with Tedline Babies. May 2020, that's when I did this. And December 31st, 2021, is when I got the note and when I got a marble copy of the bronze and marble plate that is now in the wall at the National Memorial for the Unborn Aborted Babies in Chattanooga, Tennessee. God is good. And you guys got to learn that some things do happen really quickly. But the things that you at the mercy of somebody else, you just have to wait. So all of you now is up in the wall. Little baby, whoever, that you're going to see again in heaven, you have recognized on earth. You've been forgiven. And not only have you been forgiven, you repented nationally. And we and it came, and it's really beautiful.
It is.
And I was so happy. I was so happy. And that's how God doesn't forget us. But you got to learn to trust him. And remember, I paid for this. I didn't go yelling and screaming at these people. I waited. And in due season, it came. And it is beautiful. And I wanted you to read it. I was trying to send it to you, but God just told me, don't do nothing last night. God is on the move.
Sister Erica, it reminds me of that song you were playing, Help is on the Way, because it says, it may be midnight or midday. He's never early, never late. Help is on the way.
Yeah, that's so good.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Jesus.
God is coming through for you. Can you trust him? Can you really believe him? You see, I got 31-year-old dreams coming too, true. When I saw that young man from Manchester, England, get up and deal with Jezebel in the open. Jezebel is the purveyor of what, brothers and sisters? You know what? Domination, manipulation, control, witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
He just did it so smooth. He snuck up on the devil.
Hallelujah.
He snuck up on him, blindsided him. Brothers and sisters, you got work to do. We got work to do. Let's get it done. And remember, if God said you could do it, it's already done in heaven. You just got to do it on earth. And all it requires from you is a little bit of faith. Just a little bit of faith. Not faith in you, not faith in me. Faith in us after faith in him. From you to him to us. That's the way it works.
Walk the streets, I hear your voices. I put my arm around a pain-filled world. I see your wars, I feel your struggle. I know you wonder if your hopes run out. But you don't need much. No, it doesn't take a lot.
Thank you. you can move, you can move any mountain. Nothing you, you can't do, you can move any mountain.
Yeah.
today is the first Ted Lon wedding. It's going to be this afternoon. I'm going to wait until the Ted Liner decides to disclose the info. But I'm happy to say that it's one of my own ministers that's officiating this wedding. And I'm part of it. And I'm so happy because why are you so happy, Erica? Well, let me tell you why. Jesus' first miracle, actually it's the second because the first one is he cast out demons, but the first recorded miracle, remember it took place at the wedding of Cana. And when you get the details about this wedding, you're going to be so happy and excited, just like I am. So I don't want you to pray nothing but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the perfect prayer. Ted Lyons' first wedding official. Well, listen to me, Ted Lyons. Jesus Believers Church. Sorry. The Ted Lyons legacy will always continue because I can't get rid of it. It's such a brand. It's a brand. Okay? So the first wedding administered by a Ted Lyons minister takes place today. First day of the year. Man, God is so wonderful. Wonderful. And I'm going to have to be there via the phone and the internet because I can't be there. Maybe your wedding will be next. Maybe this will open up the wave of weddings. Oh, I'm just feeling so good about life. How about you?
Thank you. Let's go.